7 Mind Hacks to Master Negative Thoughts.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast since 2009, helping people in over 60 different countries empower their life, take their life to the next level with the Law of Attraction. Now, you know, most of us from time to time get plagued by negative thoughts. And there's nothing really good that can come from negative thinking. Negative thinking is hard on your energy field. It's hard on your body. And it tends to attract more of what you do not want in your life. So taking mastery, taking control of those negative thoughts that are plaguing you is absolutely essential if you want to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. If you want to have a life filled with joy and happiness, you've got to master those negative thoughts, and you've got to do it now. And I'm going to give you 7 mind hacks on this podcast today. Number 1, are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. This is a simple one, but it really works. So you go through your life. You're plagued by negative thoughts. Maybe your business is struggling. Your career isn't moving. You've got health issues. Your relationship is breaking up. Whatever. Those are negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts, if you emotionalize them for any period of time and give them energy, they're going to become seed in your subconscious mind, and they're going to grow trees, negative trees, stuff you don't want in your life, counterintentions, fears, doubts, apprehensions. So here's a simple mind hack that you can use right away. Go through your life and find 2 or 3, or maybe 4 things that are positive. You know, if you're really struggling, maybe you'll just get down to 1. But most people can find at least 3 or 4 things. If you can't find 3 or 4 things that are positive about your life right now, maybe you can find 3 or 4 things that were positive a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Okay? Now, here's the key. Focus on what is going good or what went good in your life. In other words, maybe your business is struggling, but your relationship is great. Focus on that. We don't live in a vacuum. When something goes really well in one part of our life, it tends to affect our entire life, our entire energy field, and other areas of our life. So focus your mind on the things that are working for you and get more of it. And as you start to get more of the good stuff, the positive energy, and the positive outcomes, guess what? Here's what's going to happen. In the areas that aren't going so well, they'll start going better. Because likes attract likes. So if you're thinking positive, if you're thinking optimistically about one area of your life, it will begin to affect all the other areas of your life in time. And be patient with it. So, in other words, you're going to find what works for you, the positive stuff that's going on in your life, and you're going to put your mind on that rather than on the negative thoughts. Make sense? Okay. Let's get on to the next hack. Monitor your I am or I'm statements. Now, we make them all the time. Can you make it by 5? I'm running late. I'm never on time. I'm really tired today. I don't have enough energy. I'm broke. I'm poor. I'm feeling very, very lonely. Do you see, all of these are I am statements. And every time you say them, you're reinforcing negative belief patterns that are going straight into your subconscious mind and connecting with the infinite field of potential. So when you catch yourself with those negative I am statements or I'm statements, start replacing them with the opposite. And you say, well, that's not true, Robert. I don't believe that. I am broke. Well, yeah, but as long as you affirm that on a regular basis, as long as that is your mantra, that's what you'll be. Start affirming that you have money. Start affirming that you have vitality and energy and health and all the other good things you want in your life. Monitor your I am statements. Listen for them, catch them, and change them. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to remind you that every full moon we do a free clearing and healing. And it's just a wonderful experience because people from all over the world join us. But we only have a limited number of spaces. So I'm going to invite you today to join us to register for the next full moon. You have to do this every month. Unfortunately, you can't just say, I want to register for every full moon forever and ever and ever. Every month, you have to come and re-register. Okay? But it's very simple. You go to www.clearingandhealing.com. Clearingandhealing.com. And register. It's free. There's no obligation. We won't ask for donations. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, people are talking about it. Some of the things they're saying is that they just feel so good after that session, and it continues on. You know, people are writing me, go, I don't know what's going on in my life, but things are really going great. Well, you attended the clearing and healing, and maybe you only attended 15 minutes of it. It's about an hour. Maybe you only attended 20 minutes of it, but maybe that's all you needed. clearingandhealing.com. It's free. It's our way. Rachel and I, we just want to pay it forward and help as many people as we possibly can. So be sure and join us for that. All you need is a laptop or a computer, and you are connected.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zenk.
Well, number 3 on the list of the 7 mind hacks to master negative thoughts is improve self-esteem through the daily power pose. Now, this is going to sound crazy to you, but if you attended Manifesting Beyond Belief in Taos, New Mexico, we taught the power pose and we did it regularly. And I get messages that most people are still doing it. The power pose really works. It works not only on an energetic level, but it works on a biochemical level too, as well. So it's very positive. Okay, so you get up in the morning, very simple. I'm going to make it simple for you. And take your shower, dry off, and then maybe crank up the music for a minute or two. And put your legs apart. Stand up. Put your legs apart at about a 45-degree angle toward the ground. and then hold your arms above your head in a fist, like a boxer would do if he had won the fight, at a 45-degree angle out. So your legs are 45-degree angle toward the floor. Your arms are a 45-degree angle toward the sky. And just fire it up. Pump it up. Turn up the music loud. Get excited. Scream out your affirmations. Or just breathe deep. Or just go into a deep meditative state. Whatever works for you. But stay in the power pose for about 2 minutes every morning. You're going to be amazed. I can't go into the science right now because that would take up the rest of the podcast plus a few others. But you're going to be amazed at how wonderful you feel after doing just 2 minutes of the power pose every morning. This is an incredible mind-body hack that will just start to melt away negative beliefs and thoughts that are holding you back and pulling you down. Number four on my list is make resourceful choices. Throughout the day, we make a lot of choices. Start asking yourself, is this choice resourceful? In other words, can I leverage the choice? Does it make me feel good? Does it empower me? Is it healthy? Make resourceful choices. I like this quote from Anthony Robbins. I want to share it with you. It's your decisions and not your conditions that determine your destiny. It is your decisions and not your conditions that determine your destiny. That's from Anthony Robbins. It's your decisions. Your decisions to start a fight with your wife when she comes home a little late. Your decisions to show up late for work on a regular basis. Your decisions to, you know, raise more animals than you can afford. I mean, we all make stupid decisions from time to time, but if we can eliminate most of them, that's just so powerful because it just immediately puts you in a position of feeling like you've mastered something. So make resourceful decisions. Number five, make gratitude your attitude. On this podcast, you've heard me talk about it repetitively. It's almost impossible to be in a negative mind state if you are filling yourself with gratitude. I'm grateful for all the things in my life. And you can start with your body. You can start with where you came from, your parents, whatever, the trees, the sky, the birds. But be grateful. Have a humble attitude. Make gratitude your attitude. It will just literally slice through negative thoughts and negative energy. Number six, focus on your inner vibrations, not outer evidence. Look, sometimes things don't look so well on the outside. And that's the outer evidence. But you have to focus on inner vibration, your inner state. And, you know, I like the Super Bowl last year when the Patriots were down 24-0 or 24-3 or something like that. It looked like they were out of the game, didn't it? Now, if you're not a football fan, the premise still holds true. Everybody had given up on the Patriots. But they came back, focused on inner vibration. They didn't put their mind on the scoreboard, outward evidence. They put their mind on inner vibration and on doing their job and making one play at a time. One play at a time. Oftentimes, when we go through a divorce and we want to try to save that marriage, we try to get it all back in one day. I want to get it all back in one day. Oftentimes when our business is struggling or we lose some money on an investment, we want to get it back all in one day. But it doesn't come back in one day. You can't score more than 7 points in a game at one time. So, well, I think eight now. But you get the idea. You have to do it in chunks. Chunking. One step at a time. Look at focus inward. That's where you make the change. That's where the law of attraction takes place. Not focusing on outer evidence. Leave the outer evidence, you know, for other people, for the naysayers in your life. Number 7, be it now, live it now, do it now. Did you know that do it now, that avoiding procrastination and actually taking action eliminates negative thoughts? It does. I'll bet on, no matter what the condition is, what you're concerned with in your life, I'll bet you can sit down right now and write out 10 actions. And they don't have to be huge actions, little actions that you could begin taking that would make a difference. And as you begin taking these actions, you're going to feel so much better. It all begins with living a life of now, living in that now state. What can I do now? What am I now? Where do I want to be now? Focus on that now state. Take action. Take action all the time, every day. It's a big, big key. Okay, we are out of time. We really are. I want to invite you to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You deserve a miracle in your life. Let us help you. lawofattractionsolutions.com. Come visit our website. Hey, and by the way, if you've been practicing the law of attraction for a period of time and you'd like to share your success story, we'd like to share it on our website. So if you have a success story that you would like to share with the law of attraction, put it in an article. Tell everybody about it. And we'd like to share it on our website. Send it to us. We'd appreciate it. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye. We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico, with Manifesting Beyond Belief. People came from all over the world. Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event, and we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief, because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book, and here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That's manifestingbeyondbelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.